This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
On our Oakland Hard Jewelers Talk and Text line from Crescent City Sports, kind of dated you, Renee, because you and I, we're sort of close in age, but a longtime writer and coordinator, supervisor of sports in the area, the college scene prep, also the Saints, Renee Nato. Renee, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Mike, always special when we get together, brother. Charlie, good seeing you, and it's great to hear your voice again, man. It's been a little bit.
Yeah, been a little while. Renee, we'll talk about offensive line in the second part, but I think we had talked about this last week so much about, and I talked to it with Deuce about, if they don't get a pass rush, the Saints, when you face a better group of quarterbacks this year than a year ago, you got some problems, because I don't care who you have in the secondary, and you can play all four corners at one time, but you can't cover forever. You cannot finish in the bottom five of sacks in this league. And that's what happened last year. And you got a lot of people, that doesn't really mean a lot. Okay, here's my thing. In 2023, these were the top five teams in sacks. Baltimore Ravens, Kansas City Chiefs, Miami Dolphins, Buffalo Bills, well, the Indianapolis Colts, because if we were on Jeopardy, I'd have said the Steelers.
Yeah, what kind of pops up?
But the Colts finished with the 51 mark. And the fewest, Panthers 27, Bears 30, Cardinals 33, Giants 34, Saints 34. Renee, they got to figure out a way and the right combination. You got to stay healthy. That's certainly a big part of it, to get a better pass rush, because in today's world and the way they throw it, you better get a pass rush on these quarterbacks today, because they're going to pick you clean.
You know, and Mike and Charlie, you know, you're right. And you look at what they got coming back from last year. Cam Jordan, his 14th season, only had two sacks last year. Carl Granderson had a good year, 8.5 sacks. And, you know, you got to wonder how much Chase Young is going to bring to the table, 25 years old and had a neck issue. But they really anticipate he's going to produce there. 16.5 sacks on his career, 7.5 last year for Chase Young. Can Isaiah Foskey add a step, make that step forward? 26.5 sacks at Notre Dame, but didn't do anything as a rookie. But is he ready for that next step? I think he really suffered some anxiety last year, and he's got to kind of relax. I think Isaiah Foskey can be a respectable pass rusher. But, you know, I think from the linebacker core, too, to Mario Davis, 13 years, he had a great year last year, 6.5 sacks, 121 tackles. But I think Willie Gay, and y'all might agree, I think Willie Gay is going to help that linebacking core and help with the pass rush, because he is such a mobile guy, can cover the pass, and I think Willie Gay is going to bring a lot to that table.
The other guy, too, he has got to be able to stay healthy, because, Renee, I think he's talented, and I think he's a damn good pass rusher if he's healthy, and I use that keyword, if, Peyton Turner. Because we've seen enough when he's healthy. He's got a skill set to do it, but, man, he can't stay on the field at all. And I think he's another key to this, because if you're going to run the NASCAR set for on obvious third down situations, Brise, Cam Jordan inside, Granderson outside, Chase Young, and then you can use Willie Gay kind of coming off the edge in different sets, or the spy guy, depending on who you play in that quarterback. Peyton Turner has got to be able to stay healthy. It's his money year.
It's not only his money year, but it's probably his last year. And I think it's going to come down to, is it going to be Peyton Turner, or will Isaiah Foskey fill that final spot as a pass rusher? Peyton Turner being a number one draft pick, and they've given him ample opportunity I think this is his last go. If he doesn't do something in camp early and show some signs that he is capable of you know, assuming a larger role, I think Isaiah Foskey is gonna grab some reps from him. But Carl Granderson, I mean, he's due for another big year. Somebody's gonna have to assume that spot of Cam Jordan. Chase Young is in a great spot at the right age, a $13 million one-year deal, prove it deal. And I think the Saints got a good deal with him. I agree with you. And somebody's got to step up. You know, Brian Brzee in his second year, 4.5 sacks last year. I know he's an inside guy, but I think he's ready for another big year step forward. And, you know, sharing time with Kalen Saunders and Nathan Shepard, I think Brian Brzee is a guy that certainly can solidify that middle. And a guy, Malcolm Roach is gone, a guy I like a lot, and I think, Mike, you like him too.
Yes.
Christian Boyd is a guy that can get in that rotation and certainly have his presence felt.
They don't have a guy like that in recent memory, Brzee, as an interior pass rusher. Because you think about it over the last 5, 6, 8 years, of a guy that is that size, that athletic. Now, the way he plays the run, he's a little bit too tall in the saddle. He's like a cowboy on the horse. I mean, he's way high. But, man, can he get after the quarterback? And that is something in this league that's unique, that you can get an interior pass rusher that size, that type of foot speed, that can get after the quarterback.
And, you know, he's kind of spoon-fed him a little bit last year, and I think Brzee is really ready for a big year. And, you know, 6'5", a little over 300 pounds, great athletic skills, great get-off, uses his hands very, very well. And I think, you know, he's ready for a larger role, and I certainly can see Brian Brzee getting more piece of the pie this year, because I think he's ready for it. And he showed last year, you know, he stays healthy, he'll certainly be a player. And he's a guy with Pro Bowl potential.
I want to circle back around, Renee, because I think you made a great point about, you know, just needing one of those two guys between, you know, Peyton Turner and Isaiah Foskey to take a step forward. And I think that Chase Young's signing, as you mentioned, a one-year, $13 million contract, the prove-it deal, that's another great point about, you know, can this guy come in and have a double-digit sack season? That's kind of what the Saints are looking for. And if he produces, he can parlay that into a huge deal. And it doesn't need to be in New Orleans. So he has all the motivation in the world to break out and have a gigantic year for the black and gold. And obviously, it works out for the Saints, too. Chase Young's one of those interesting pieces. He was kind of their big-name free agent signing to fix those issues. But what's kind of your projection for him in 2024? Because, once again, he's got all the motivation in the world to get this huge contract. He's still young, so a team would be willing to give it if he gets, like, a double-digit sack season. But he needs to get there in the first place.
Well, he was a top draft pick, as y'all remember, and you know, he's got 100 tackles on his career. But I think last year he showed when he's on, 7.5 sacks last year, and he had a sack in the Super Bowl. I think he can show that he's ready for the next step. And you know, just like the Saints took a chance with Drew Brees, and maybe it's not the identical situation scenario, but Chase Young, they took a bit of a gamble with his neck injury, and hopefully if it shakes out and he's ready to go. To answer your question, Charlie, I think he's got all the skills, you know, in the athleticism to certainly be a guy and take a bigger piece of the role from a Cam Jordan who's at the end of the line. And I think Chase Young and Carl Granderson together, those two certainly could cause a duo, give a lot of pass rush from the outside, and as Mike alluded to, Willie Gay come in certain situations. Cam Jordan is not going to relinquish that role, but I think if Chase Young can show he's ready for a bigger piece of the pie and he's healthy, wow, what a big upgrade that would be, bringing Chase Young in off the edge.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Renee, what do you think will happen with Alvin Kamara? I think he took a look in training camp, and ain't nobody in my area code here running back at this stage. And you're not going to pay him the $25 million, what was next year's deal, but none of that money's guaranteed. So what do you think happens over the next, if it's a couple of days or week or weeks, however it gets figured out? I do know, I remember Coach Payton telling me this. Mike, one of the smartest guys we got that I've ever coached is Alvin Kamara. He gets it. He don't need a lot of practice time. He understands it at a different level. But you want to get this settled one way or another. You don't want Alvin coming in here. I'm not crazy about paying 30-year-old running backs, to be honest with you. But some guaranteed money for 2025, because you don't, at this stage, know what you have in Kendra Miller. Now, he talked a much better game than he played, but your thoughts on Kamara and how this gets resolved?
You know, I totally agree with you, Mike, and I can't see them going beyond 2025. I know he would like a 3 or 4 year contract, but, you know, last year, Kamara averaged under 4 yards a carry, 694 yards rushing, 5 touchdowns. Now, he was a weapon as a receiver, 75 grabs for 466 yards, but behind Kamara, As a rusher, Taysom Hill was the second leading rusher for the Saints last year with 401 yards. Kendra Miller really kind of came on late in a season, and he kind of showed what he can do against the Falcons, 73 yards and 13 carries. He had some great catches. I think Kendra Miller can be a dual threat kind of guy. When I say a dual threat, maybe not as good as a receiver as Alvin Kamara, but he can be a runner between the tackles. And you know, Pro Football A Focus calls him the sleeper of 2024. 51 touches Kendra Miller last year, and 15 of those produced a first down. So I think Kendra Miller, if he's healthy and he'll go into his second year with more confidence, he'll know what he's up against. And I think, as you both may agree or may not, this offensive line could be a lot better, and that's going to be a big question mark, could be a lot better than last year.
Yeah, that's the big question mark, Renee. I've said it for the last couple of years. I'll say it again. To me, that's the big question mark. When you only know of two guys for sure that you can say, I kind of know what they're going to be. I know what McCoy is. I know what Cesar Ruiz is. But now you've got Trevor Penning going from left tackle to right tackle. And you've got Fuaga, who I think is a talented guy. But now he's learning a new position at left tackle. And it's different. I've talked to enough guys that have sort of went through that transition. They tell you, hey, it's a lot tougher than you might think going from right tackle to left. And then the uncertainty at left guard with Saul DeVere. You did bring in Patrick, and we'll see how that works out. A young man with the Giants, he can play. I don't know if he can stay healthy, but Saul DeVere was hurt, 95% of the time last year. That's a lot of I don't knows along the offensive line. A lot.
You mentioned Lemieux, Mike. 12 starts in the NFL, yes. 5 years. That's the other guy. But I tell you what, Sal DeVere, and we don't know till they put the pads on, in a couple of weeks. But Sal DeVere talked to him, and it's ironic that he wears the same number as Zach Street, 64. He reminds me, Nick Sal DeVere reminds me so much of Zach Street in the conversations we've had. He told me this in minicamp. He's up to 330 pounds, which means he added some weight. He looks great. He feels so comfortable after last year, Sal DeVere does. And I think he said he's every day he's feeling more and more comfortable at the left guard spot. Fuaga is really, really, as you know, talking to him, he's such a happy guy and loves the situation here. He says he's in the best spot he could possibly imagine. He feels really comfortable at left tackle. And I think the offensive line coach, John Benton, is going to make a major difference in that offensive line. I really do. And having listened to him, he's heaped some praise on Trevor Penning, how he's seen progress in Trevor Penning on a daily basis. So I think John Benton coming on as the offensive line coach, I think, is really going to pay dividends.
In obvious passing situations, I could see this team go to four corners, okay? Because if everybody's healthy, and again, that's a if, you understand with Paulson Adebo, who I think's the next guy to get paid. I think Paulson's the guy. You're going to have to cut him a pretty nice check. And you got Lattimore on the other side. Lante Taylor, and certainly you didn't draft Kool-Aid McKinstry to watch. I mean, he's going to be playing. You might see a lot of four-corner sets here. Do you think that's what it's going to look like? Because for me, I want my best cover guys out there. If it's 3rd and 11 or 3rd and 13, those four, along with Tyron, would seem to be the guys that you would want in those, you know, dime situations.
And you know who I think is a guy who I think you like it, Mike, because we've talked at practice. He may not be a star, but I think Will Harris coming over as a guy from the Detroit Lions. I think, you know, 31 starts in the NFL. He can play nickel or safety. And I think he's going to really help that secondary quite a bit. To answer your question about the corners, I think Paulson Adebo and Lante Taylor and Marshawn Lattimore can match up with virtually anybody. And I think Kool-Aid McKinstry, once he gets some experience and some comfort level in his play, I think he can come around. I think you'll see a bigger jump in Kool-Aid as the season goes on, and I think you'll be a much better player. And a guy who I like next to Ty Matthew is Jordan Howden.
Yes.
What a year he had. 43 tackles, a strong safety, and he really, really has shown his rookie season great things to come.
I was talking to Pete Jenkins about Kool-Aid, and he was, you know, because he's worked with Nick, and he was like, you know, one of the things Nick, he doesn't praise too many people, was I tell him something one time, he gets it. One time, and he gets it. And he says, you know, a lot of times I got to repeat myself over and over and over to a player. But for him to come in at Alabama, start midway into his freshman season, Renee, I got a feeling he ain't going to be watching much. He's going to be playing.
No, sir.
How do you think it plays out at the wide receiver position? Because I think the Saints got a really good deal with Rashid Shaheed. I'll be honest with you. Man, $5.2 million on that deal for 2025. Look what they're paying receivers today. And then Olave. The big question mark is, who becomes your three at this point in time? Can A.T. Perry make that step up? Can St. Brown be that big target receiver? And we see Wilson's come in. He's played outside and also in the slot. So how do you think that works out at the receiver position?
I really, really like, and I know you and I have seen him at practice at minicamp and OTA, is Cedric Wilson. I mean, yeah. He's got good size, 6'2", 200 pounds, 197, runs a 4.53, 37-inch vertical. He's got 100 grabs so far for his career for a little over 1,200 yards and 11 touchdowns. And he's got that experience having played for Dallas and the Dolphins. And a guy, if he stays healthy and gets an opportunity, I think a guy can produce just like A.T. Perry did last year as Bub Means, a guy from Pitt, a big guy, 6'1", 212, great acceleration, 39.5-inch vertical. Even in a limited offense at Pittsburgh, he still had 41 grabs for 700-and-something yards and six touchdowns. Started his career, Mike, as you know, as a defensive back at Tennessee, but he switched to wide receiver at Louisiana Tech. But he's got great upside. 19 reps in the bench press, among the highest at Indy among wide receivers. But Bub Means is a guy that's going to take a little time to get comfortable, kind of like A.T. Perry did last year. But once he caught fire, once he got comfortable, A.T. Perry, you saw what he can do. And I think Bub Means is another guy that I think bears watching. Cedric Wilson is a guy that could slot into that spot because of his experience, and he's played well in the big games.
Bub, and I told him this, got to learn how to block, Bub.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
Okay, as a route runner, for a guy coming into the league, man, he knows how to run routes really well, but he got to learn how to block. I think Charlie has a question for you.
Yeah, real quick, before we let you run, Renee, I wanted to highlight Chris Olave, because Mike mentioned, you know, Rashid Shaheed and the nice deal that he got and how he could be primed for a really big year. But with Olave, we've talked with a couple of different reporters. I remember Brian Baldinger brought this up to us that, you know, keep an eye on Olave in that year three, right? He's had over 1,000 yards in each of the first 2 years, which is really, really strong. But a lot of these elite NFL receivers, if you look at the top guys like CeeDee Lamb and, you know, Chris Godwin has done it before too, and other guys among the Cooper Kupp did it as well, making the breakout in year three. And I think that Chris Olave could be primed for a huge year this year based off his first 2 years of production already being solid, and the fact that he enters the year as the clear-cut wide receiver one on this team. There's no competition. Shaheed is wide receiver two. Olave is the number one guy. Now, you know, the amount of targets he's going to get game to game, I think could, by the end of the season, you'll see him sitting with a ton of catches and a potentially a really huge season as far as yards go.
Well, Charlie, that's a good question. And the thing is, the only problem with Chris Olave, he's going to be a marked man by the defense, and they're going to try to eliminate him because they know if they take him out of the equation, Rahit Shaheed is certainly a weapon, 46 grabs last year for 700-plus yards. But Chris Olave, 1,000 yards both seasons, 87 catches last year. And Chris Olave is a guy that you can see him getting better last year as the season went on. He's more comfortable in his routes. He's a breakaway guy, and he's got the confidence of Derek Carr as well. And that's something that's major. Derek Carr knows that, you know, if he's looking for Chris Olave, there's a good chance it's going to be a big play, and he's going to get open. So I think Chris Olave, this is his third year, and as you said, year three is always a big production year for the big wide receivers. And I think Chris Olave is ready. Based on what he's done the first 2 years, he could be ready for an even bigger year in year three.
Renee, thanks so much for joining us. You going out to California or what?
No, sir. I'm going to sit back and take it in. But I won't be out there, but I'll be watching it closely like everybody else.
Yeah, Renee, when we're going to have time, I'll let you tell that story. You went to Alaska last year.
Yep.
Just maybe a couple of weeks of right before training camp. You can tell Charlie all about how warm it is in Alaska in July.
I heard about the mosquitoes are terrible.
I tell you what, it was a great trip, and you don't want to miss that. Great scenery. I'd do it again. And if you had not been to a cruise to Alaska, do it. It's worth it.
All
definitely
right.
Worth it.
Thank you, Renee. Appreciate it, bud. See you later.
Thank you, guys. You have a great day. Thank you.
Thanks, Renee.
Bud.
Renee Nado, writer at Crescent City Sports, today has covered the Saints scene along with college and prep football for, I could say it, almost 40 years.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.